Majority of international students who come to Canada to study do so with an intention of obtaining Canadian PR. This is because if you're outside of Canada, PR has become very difficult to obtain. Express entry scores have gone so high that Canadian immigration has become almost impossible for someone who doesn't have one of these five factors to boost their profile. Canadian education, Canadian work experience, Canadian job offer, language proficiency in both English and French, or someone who qualifies for a provincial nominee program like Ontario's HCP stream, where CRS scores for healthcare professionals have dropped to 352 CRS points. That's why international students come to Canada to study to walk on this path to PR. And up until a couple of years ago, this was a solid strategy. You could study in Canada, gain Canadian work experience, and you end up with a lot of CRS points to get Canadian PR. But now things have become harder even for those taking this route. Firstly, there are more than 1 million international students in Canada right now. If you include visitors and temporary foreign workers, this number is above 2 million. And we know that a lot of visitors come here to hunt for jobs. And Canada's target for accepting new immigrants through Express Entry and PNP is 220,000 this year. And the 1 million or so international students, as well as the applicants from all over the world, are competing for these 220,000 seats. As of March 11th of this year, there are 211,000 applicants already in the Express Entry pool. This means that out of the 2 million or so applicants targeting Canadian PR, a significant number of people will not be successful in obtaining it, even after getting their study permit approved and studying in Canada. Even if you do get your study permit approved, getting a job is not easy. A lot of international students get retail jobs like at Walmart or at a coffee shop, and these jobs don't help with Express Entry, as NOC Tier 0, 1, 2, or 3 jobs are required for Express Entry. Food and beverage server is a Tier 5 job, retail salesperson is a Tier 4 job, so these jobs cannot really be used for Express Entry, but they can help with some other programs like RNIP or Alberta Rural Renewal Stream and some other PNPs. Even then, some international students struggle to find these basic jobs. So the point is that if you are planning to come to Canada for studying and wish to apply for PR after that, you should plan your path to PR right now before starting your study permit process. You should have a clear idea of which path will lead you to PR, which PNP streams will you target, how much score in Express Entry will you need, what is your desired score in your language exam. You need to plan for these things, otherwise you miss opportunities. Someone recently scheduled a consultation with me. They are an international student in Canada who are about to complete their education. They are studying from a university in such a location that it is very useful for a particular PNP stream. But they didn't know that, and instead of taking in-person classes, they took most of their classes remotely. So they won't be able to utilize this benefit of the program. Had they planned their PR in advance, things would have been easier. But this is still a less severe example of lack of planning. There are other examples where international students complete 1 or 2 year diplomas, then they struggle to find relevant jobs which will get them enough points for PR. Once you invest 2 or 3 years of your life and thousands of dollars, this uncertainty causes a lot of stress. And in desperation, some take the illegal path of buying LMIA-based jobs. This way, you not only do something that is not legal, but you lose more money. If you plan your path to PR, you may end up choosing a program that you initially were not expecting to study. For example, you may end up coming here for a welding-related program, or you may study a STEM, agriculture, or healthcare-related program that puts you in the in-demand list of occupations. You may choose a province or university that puts you at an advantage for PNPs. And this planning is not just about studying. It is also about choosing which occupation to work in. For example, if you're an international student on a postgraduate work permit, you can basically work for any employer anywhere in Canada as long as you meet the licensing requirements. So why not work in an occupation that is in demand for Express Entry category-based draws? If you just work for 6 months in that occupation, it may be your ticket to PR. If there's one thing that you can take away from this video, it is that you should not only plan for a study permit, you should chalk out a complete path from study to PR. And if that doesn't seem very clear, perhaps it's better not to waste your time, effort, and money in this pursuit. Take care.